Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to our new Friday morning program about the paranormal. We call it Border to Border FM. And here's the host of Border to Border FM, Stevie J.
Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Border to Border FM. Yes, coming to you live from the heartland, Border to Border FM covers such unusual topics as UFOs, crop circles, Bigfoot, alien abductions, strange occurrences, mysterious sightings, and other unexplained and bizarre phenomena. Border to Border FM is daytime talk radio with nighttime talk topics. And today's show is going to begin with a return guest who will hopefully provide the answer to our listener question of the week from Mark and Jackie Yarborough. This man needs no introduction to Border to Border. He's an Oscar-winning Nobel Prize recipient, as well as a former Vice President of the United States of America. But he's probably best known for inventing the Internet and for his controversial views about global warming and climate change. Let's say hello to Al Gore. Good morning, Mr. Vice President, sir.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane. And let me say how pleased I am to be back on Border to Border FM, talking about some of the topics that you won't hear about anywhere else. Topics like alien invasions and the diabolical plan by outer space aliens to warm up Earth's climate so they can take over our planet and make it their new home. We're living in strange times, Stevie and Diane, and people need to be prepared for the alien invasion.
Well, Mr. Vice President, that comment brings us to our listener question of the week, which was submitted by Mark and Jackie Yarborough.
Excuse me, Stevie?
Yes, sir.
Do you mean Mark and Jackie Yarborough of Sun Singer Wine and Spirits at 1115 West Windsor Road in Champaign?
Yes, do you know them, sir?
Well, I don't know them personally, but I do know they're wonderful people. And I know Sun Singer Wine and Spirits at 1115 West Windsor Road in Champaign is a beautiful place. They have a cafe and a wine bar and a gourmet deli, fresh bread, cheeses. I was just visiting their website at www.sunsingerwines.com.
You're right, Mr. Vice President. Sun Singer Wine and Spirits is a fabulous place, as you can see by their website at www.sunsingerwines.com. But let's get to our question of the week from Mark and Jackie Yarborough, which reads as follows. Dear Stevie, during the last episode of Border to Border FM, former Vice President Al Gore said that down below the Denver International Airport is a massive underground alien complex which will be used as a command and control center when an alien space invasion begins. Mm. That seems like a rather fantastic assertion, to say the least. So our question is, could Al Gore's claim possibly be true? Mr. Vice President, your response, sir.
Yes, Stevie, it is fantastic, but it's no assertion. My remarks about the underground alien complex at the Denver International Airport are every bit as true as my claim that I invented the Internet and that the ice caps will soon be melting and all of our coastal cities will be under 50 feet of water if we don't raise taxes to fight global warming. As I said the last time, all you have to do is Google four words: Denver Airport Alien Complex.
Denver Airport Alien Complex.
That's right, Stevie. Just Google Denver Airport Alien Complex, and you'll find all sorts of websites that reveal the diabolical plans of the space aliens and the massive underground complex that has been secretly built below Denver International Airport to support their coming invasion. Trust me, I'm not making this stuff up.
I didn't say that you were, sir. After all, you're a Nobel Prize winner.
Yes, and I won an Oscar, too, and an Emmy. I even won the 2000 presidential election, but the Supreme Court stole it from me, just like someone stole my big invention.
Which invention was that?
Why, the Internet, Stevie. Don't you remember?
Yes, sir.
I invented the Internet. And by the way, Bigfoot is real, too. I'd love to tell you what I know about Bigfoot and crop circles and bovine flatulence.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to wait until our next visit, former Vice President Al Gore. But thank you for being with us again and for answering our question of the week from Mark and Jackie Yarborough of Sun Singer Wine and Spirits.
At 1115 West Windsor Road in Champaign. Well, you're very welcome, Stevie. And remember, keep looking up because the space aliens are coming.
Right. And moving right along, and we thank you again, former Vice President Al Gore. Moving right along, we get ready to celebrate the Halloween weekend. We have a very special connection this morning to Hollywood Heaven. And in particular, to three of the greatest stars of classic horror films. Joining us now via our hotline into the hereafter are Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi, and Peter Lorre. Let's begin with Boris Karloff. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Stephen. How wonderful it is to talk with you, and of course with Diane as well.
Hello.
It isn't often that I get to speak with the living these days, but you know this isn't the first time I've come back from the dead. You might recall that I portrayed the monster in the classic 1931 film version of Frankenstein. I also played Imhotep in the original film version of The Mummy.
Yes, and we'll come back to your portrayal of the Frankenstein monster in a moment, but first let's say hello to Bela Lugosi, the star of another 1931 film classic, Dracula. Good morning, Mr. Lugosi.
How do you do, Stevie? Greetings, Diane.
Hello.
And by the way, Diane, I'm looking at your picture right now on the Connect FM website.
Oh, you mean www.myconnectfm.com?
Yes, that's the one. And I have one question for you. What's your blood type?
I think it's type O.
Oh, what a pity. I have a thing for type B. Of course, I'm just joking, Diane. That's a little Dracula vampire humor, you know.
All right, now let's meet our third guest, another famous actor who played many sinister roles, Peter Lorre. Good morning, Mr. Lorre.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
And good morning to our Connect FM listeners. It's absolutely heavenly to be with all of you today.
Mr. Lorre, you also had a hit movie in 1931. It was the German horror classic, M. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about your role in that film?
The less said, the better, Stevie. You see, I played a serial killer who preyed on children. Not exactly a warm and fuzzy part. But it was my first starring role, and it did lead to my Hollywood career a few years later. You might recall that I played the part of Joel Cairo in the classic film Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart. I also had a somewhat creepy role as a character named Dr. Einstein in Arsenic and Old Lace, and I even appeared as a mad scientist in several Bugs Bunny cartoons. Those were fun.
back to Boris Karloff. Boris, your amazing portrayal of the Frankenstein monster 80 years ago became something of an icon. Fred Gwynne used the same flat head, scarred face, and electrodes in the neck for his depiction of Herman Munster, and most Hollywood masks of the Frankenstein monster look like your Frankenstein monster.
Yes, that's correct, Stephen. And don't forget, the 2004 Democratic nominee for president, Senator John Kerry, also has a face like my Frankenstein monster. Although some say he looks more like Herman Monster. But you get my point. John Kerry doesn't need a costume for Halloween. He already has a face that scares the kiddies.
Turning back to Bela Lugosi, Mr. Lugosi, your first film, Dracula, was a huge hit. but your last films were lesser known until the movie Ed Wood came out, reminded us of Mr. Wood's horrible horror films. Do you think Martin Landau did a good job playing Bela Lugosi in Ed Wood? And do you remember the speech he gave and you gave as a mad scientist in Ed Wood's forgettable film, Bride of the Monster?
Stevie, I thought Martin Landau did a wonderful job portraying me. And yes, I do remember that little speech from Bride of the Monster. Of course, Martin Landau repeated the same scene as me in Ed Wood with Johnny Depp. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, we would, sir.
All right, let's see. Here it is. Home? I have no home. Haunted, despised, living like an animal. The jungle is my home, but I shall show the world that I can be its master. I shall perfect my own race of people, a race of atomic supermen which will conquer the world.
Wow. You sounded just like Martin Landau.
You mean Martin Landau sounded just like me?
Yes. But with our time running short, I have a quick question for Peter Lorre. Do today's horror films scare you, Mr. Lorre?
Not really, Stevie. They're all so predictable with their blood and guts and computer graphics. But I'll tell you what really scares me. Those radio commercials you play on Friday mornings for President Obama's tattletale website, attackwatch.com. Oh, I shudder every time I hear the endings. Big Brother is watching you.
Yes, those attackwatch.com ads are scary. But on a lighter note, Boris Karloff, do you remember the hit song you recorded in 1962, The Monster Mash?
Oh, that wasn't me, Stephen. That was Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. Bobby did a wonderful job on that song. So good, in fact, that he soon became known as Bobby Boris Pickett.
And to help celebrate Halloween, we'll be hearing Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers with Monster Mash right after this break. Meanwhile, thank you, Boris, Bella, and Peter, for joining us this morning from the great beyond. And stay tuned to Border to Border FM on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, for more Halloween fun. Welcome back to Border FM, our Friday morning program about the paranormal. And here, as promised, just before the break, is Boris, Bobby Pickett, and the Crypt Kickers with their classic Halloween song, The Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
In our closing moments, let's bring on our good friend from Chicago, political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, I'm sure you'll explain that today's Border to Border FM skit was a sequel to our April Fool's Day special. And that Border to Border FM spoofs the spooky overnight show that Art Bell started way back in 1984. It was called Coast to Coast AM, but everybody remembers Art Bell.
Well, Stevie, there's no need for me to explain it since you just did it. But I thought it'd be fun for Halloween to bring back Border to Border FM and a few of those stars from those classic horror films of 80 years ago. By the way, I just saw Frankenstein and Dracula on television not too long ago, and they were indeed classic, great films.
Did you have a favorite horror film?
My favorite horror film is actually a comedy.
Yeah.
It'll be Mel Brooks, young Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, awesome.
I enjoy that flick every time I see it. And Ed Wood, which Bela Lugosi mentioned a little while ago. That was fun, too.
Well, it...
And so was Game 6 of the World Series.
I'm telling you, we just are all buzzing. Just the whole community, all of Cardinal Nation, cannot believe what we just saw. I cannot believe what I just saw, as Jack Buck said when Ozzie Smith, I think, hit that home run. Anyway, it was a remarkable... In fact, in World Series history, no team has ever come back from two runs down twice. And it's a remarkable, remarkable fortitude and character and perseverance that the Cardinals are showing. And now we have Game 7.
And as I recall, I think the last eight times, is it, that Game 7 has been played at home.
Yep.
The home team has won.
Yeah, something like the last seven or eight or something. Well, as we leave you here in our Halloween-themed program, everybody loved Herman Munster, Ed Gwynn.
That's right.
Bill, as always, thank you, my friend.
You suppose Fred Gwynn really was John Kerry's brother? they really looked alike.
I actually, a long time ago, put a request in to interview Fred Gwynn, and... they respectfully denied he didn't want to talk about the Munsters anymore. Anyway, buddy, appreciate your time, Bill.
Oscar Wawa,
Illini alum of the University of Illinois, Bill Melberg.
Yep.
You can learn more about him at eveningwiththepresidents.com. At eveningwiththepresidents.com. All right. Again, Game 7 tonight, 6 o'clock pregame, 7:05 for the first pitch for the Cardinals. They were tied 9-9. In the bottom of the 11th.
3-2 delivery. On its way. Swing and a high drive to center field. Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah. David Freese has just sent us into game number 7. This series is tied. 3-3 with a walk-off home run here in the bottom of the 11th inning. The Cardinals win it 10-9. Unbelievable.
Shannon last night, unbelievable victory for St. Louis, and the Cardinals play tonight on Connect FM, 93.5, 95.3, 6 o'clock pregame, 7:05 first pitch.
Good stuff.
All right, Diane, have a great day.
Enjoy the day. Go Cardinals.
Go Cardinals tonight. Don't forget, Monday morning, 7:05, we'll be right back with you. I'll have that special big radio announcement at Monday morning, 7:05. You don't want to miss it. And hopefully we'll be celebrating a World Series championship. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Stevie J. Go Cardinals, go Illini, and have a great weekend.